good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Present live at the fair. I'm here with Wendy, and we are on Sacred Fairground.
We are. This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We are at the Minnesota State Fair, the great get-together from today, Thursday, August 25th, through September 5th. We support Native American artists, and we have beautiful art and merchandise here, all designed and made by Native American artists, so please come down and support us. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people here today, Wendy, and it's been just awesome. A lot of support, a lot of things going on. It's just been really cool from the minute we got here. We were supposed to open at 9, and people were waiting all over the place at 8:30, and it's just been crazy.
And we are in located at the Minnesota State Fair in the West End Market. So that's where we are, and it's a really cool place to come on and walk around and see everything that's here. All artists here. We have a woman from Las Vegas who makes beautiful butterfly magnets that you could put all over your house, and we just love them. So she has butterflies, and she has what do you call those other little things?
Hummingbirds.
No, hummingbirds, and what else? Oh, dragonflies. Dragonflies. Yeah, she's got dragonflies, and they're really, really beautiful and very, very colorful. We have people who make baskets and soaps and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of food. As you could hear, we have a lot of music playing all day long, and it really makes for a very festive atmosphere here. We just, you know, are dancing around and having a really good time while we are ringing the register. So we're having a really good time.
Well, we don't have, we were going to have a special report from our lieutenant governor, but Wendy, she stopped in and bought a whole bunch. She bought a resist hat.
Woo!
She bought a whole one of our. She bought a bunch of our stuff, and
yes.
I can't wait for her to come back.
Our Minnesota Lieutenant Governor is Peggy Flanagan, and she is Ojibwe, so she can appreciate our booth and all the Native American artists that we're supporting here. And she was great.
Yeah, definitely. It really started our day off in a good way. Hey, Ogama, can you hear us? How do we sound here at the Minnesota?
I can sure hear you. You sound pretty good. Coming through loud and clear on my end. On the video feed online, it's a little bit slower than I think we'd like it, but, you know, you guys are on live on scene, so I think that's probably all right.
Yeah,
we're doing okay.
Yes, and can you hear the music in the background? It just stopped, but did you hear the music in the background?
You know, I'm not sure. Let's see if somebody in our comments has heard it.
Okay.
But
that's
you know, I don't think I did, but I also wasn't necessarily listening for music. I was listening to you two talk. So.
Right. Hey, so do you have any news for us? Or
I sure do. I sure do.
Well, why don't we go to you, Ogama, and then Wendy and I can rest.
Yeah, can just relax for just a minute. So everybody, I am Ogama Ganu Akwe, and I am a member of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. And Robert and Wendy are coming at you live from the Minnesota State Fair, but I am coming at you live from central Minnesota, where it is significantly more boring and there's a lot less stuff happening here. The good news is that I am just a little bit closer than Robert and Wendy for this upcoming weekend on September 4th for the Water is Life Festival, which is happening at Duluth Bayfront Festival Park on Sunday, September 4th. Again, that Sunday, September 4th, the Water is Life Festival happening at Duluth, Minnesota, Bayfront Festival Park. Tickets are still available at first-avenue.com. If you enter the code WaterProtector, you will get a discount. Tickets will also be sold at the gate. And if you happen to be one of the almost 1,000 people in Minnesota who received charges during the Stop Line 3 actions in Minnesota during 2020 and 2021, and I think maybe even into 2022, you'd have to check me on that one. But if you receive charges during the actions to Stop Line 3 in Minnesota, you get free entry into the Water's Life Festival at Duluth on Sunday. The headlining artist is Ani DeFranco with the Indigo Girls, Allison Russell, local celebrity Dessa from the Twin Cities will be there. We also have Northern Minnesota local celebrities Annie Humphrey and David Huckfeldt, and Corey Medina, plus Keith Sokola, if any of you are familiar with the old Jive Indian Cars. Pretty excited to see Keith Sokola again this year. Robert and I went down to the Waters, or up to the Waters Life Festival last year in Duluth, and we broadcast Native Roots Radio live from there. However, this year, Robert and I will both be, and Wendy will all be kind of split between the State Fair and the Waters Life Festival, but I expect that we are going to be able to make it. So we hope you can too. That is an event that is. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
Keisha stopped by with some flyers and said, we're good to go. And, you know, if Wendy's babysitting her puppies, she might not be able to go. But we're still up in the air, right, Wen?
Our sacred animals need me sometime at home. We're going to be at the State Fair here long hours every day. I just need to get home and give them a walk and give them some loving, because keeping them at home for all those hours is hard on them. I know our one little dog, Wanda, and this could be a little like 2 minute sacred animal section, but our little dog, Wanda, I could tell when she gets a little sad or depressed, because she licks her paw. She just keeps licking her paw. So I don't want to see her doing that. So I have to keep her motivated and walking. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, that is so sweet. And I really hope you two are able to make it up there. If not for sure, just Robert. But I do love both of your pets, Robert and Wendy. They're adorable. I got a little bit more news here, Robert, if you want me to keep going.
Yes, keep going, Ogama.
Awesome. So all over social media, World Indigenous News, Zach McLernan, everybody is sharing that, Zahn McLernan got to meet the cast of Sesame Street, which is just like the sweetest thing ever. Zahn McLernan is a Native American actor, and I believe he is in Dark Winds. He is, I think, the police officer in Reservation Dogs, and he is also in Rutherford Falls. He's also plays a character in Rutherford Falls as well. So wonderful acting career, and really happy to see that he got to meet some of those awesome characters from Sesame Street. Speaking of actors and other people of that nature, in Indian country, Robert and Wendy, are you guys familiar with Lila June? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you familiar with Lila June?
No. I'm not.
Lila June is, I believe, an indigenous musician. And she just finished a PhD dissertation. She said it's 469 pages and took her 4 years. But it's titled Architects of Abundance, Indigenous Food and Land Management Systems and the Excavation of Hidden History. And in it, she breaks down how this entire continent was sculpted by Native people and how it was systematically erased, which is really, I'm excited for this to come out. I may be a little bit of a nerd, but I'm excited for that to come out.
Wow. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, we're live at the fair. We're meeting so many people, and people are coming up to us and recognizing our voices. It's just been amazing. Go ahead,
Ben. It has been. We've had so many customers and people walking by just saying, you know, they listen to us and they enjoy our show.
Yeah. So up next, Wendy and Robert at the State Fair. All our guests are like not coming back.
They're at the beer garden.
Oh, wow. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, Wendy, we just thought we'd grab some random person to come on and talk to us. We have our daughter, Jelaine, who's the manager of the store and helps set this up. Jelaine, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. We're at the fair.
Thank you, Jaji. Honor to be here.
Hey, wasn't it fun to see the Lieutenant Governor this morning?
It was a blast. She is just the best.
Yeah. The energy that she brought.
Right. So personable. She was excited. Lots of energy. It was great to have her.
And she bought stuff. She's walking around with the Resist hat on.
For our listening audience who don't know, did you hear Jelaine call Robert Jaji? And that means father in Ho-Chunk.
That's right.
So what other words do you know?
What other words? Oh, wow. Lots of them, of course.
No. Right on. I thought I'd get just tester live on the radio. But so we got your husband here, and he helped set up this. And I think we've been getting compliments on how this booth looks and how pretty it is.
Yes, that was Jelaine and I who set it all up.
That's right. Lots of hard work, but it was a lot of fun, and it's been great to be here on the first day of the fair.
Right on. And we got people responding to us saying how beautiful you are, and it just I remember Wendy always saying, they're so cute. They look like you, but they're cute. Yeah. And I'm going, well, what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is...
Okay. No spots where we don't say anything because this is a radio show, so just keep talking no matter what you say. What's your favorite color, Jelaine?
Oh, blue.
Oh, blue? I thought it was green like me.
I thought it was turquoise.
Aqua. Turquoise. All those.
Yeah.
I have a question for Jelaine. What has been your favorite part about setting up the training posts in the state fair? This is everybody's first year at the state fair, so what's been your favorite part?
They already had it set up, you know, the grid wall and everything and the tables. And I think just deciding where, you know, the soaps and all the colors and the quilts and everything goes, and just looking back and seeing all the beautiful colors of all the Native artists, it was really rewarding to see all that.
Wow, Jelaine, you make that cheap mic sound pretty good.
Oh, cheap mic. Hey. Yeah.
That's not our karaoke mic. Wendy's got that one.
And it's not a guy named Mike who's cheap either.
Oh, wow. We got some jokes going on. We have a lot of Native Americans show up today.
Yes.
And a couple of our artists. You know, and one of the things, too, Ogama talked about earlier is the concert that's going on. We had Keisha with Honor the Earth stop by, and she was going to be one of our guests, now she's in a concert somewhere, so she texts me.
Well, I'd rather be at a concert.
Than being on the show?
Oh.
Well, it really depends on. It was really depending on the concert. Can I say who was playing?
Who is playing?
Alice in Chains.
No, that's tonight. They went to some rinky-dink concert.
They went to another concert at 5:30, so they didn't come back. So there, yeah.
Lots of good acts here this week.
You know, I'd love to see, and we'll be able to hear when we're closing, is the icon Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Diana Ross will be here, I think, the last Saturday, right?
Yep.
For the fair, right. Yep. The last Saturday of the fair. And we are very close to the grandstand here, so I'm hoping that we can hear her loud and clear and just, like, listen and dance to her music.
Oh, yeah.
Good idea.
I hope we don't sing along with it because, you know, that bothers me at concerts.
I know. So Robert and I are getting old, and I'll just tell you a really quick story that every time we do go to a concert and we're sitting, people behind us and around us are all dancing to the music, right? They're all and singing. So they're singing to the music. So all
becomes
we can
a sing-along,
do,
right?
Yeah, all we can do is really hear them and not really the person who's in concert. So I think that's an old thing.
You know? No, I don't know. I think everybody sings along with they think they're like, you know, the musician or the artist.
Well, I think it's just fun and people want to do that because it's part of the show. You
that's
know?
Called karaoke.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a fun fact for people listening to us on the air. The Minnesota State Fair's got 900 shows, 100 plus acts, 12 days and nights, all of which are free with admission to the fair. But one of those bands is Corey Medina and the Brothers, who are also going to be playing on Sunday at the Water is Life Festival up in Duluth. So I wanted to let everybody know that was happening. They are a native group led by Danae of the Navajo Nation from Shiprock, New Mexico, Corey Medina, and brothers based from the lands of Red Lake, Leech Lake, and White Earth Nations in northern Minnesota. They're blues rock power trio, and they really have some really raw, soulful, beautiful music. They're probably one of my favorites to see. They're playing September 2nd and 3rd from 4, 5, and 6 p.m. on the Schilling Amphitheater. So that is exciting.
Well, I'm also saying I'm glad you said, what were they from? Shipwreck? Because that sounded close to a swear word, so I'm glad you said that, not me.
Yes, Shiprock, New Mexico is where Corey Medina is from, but the brothers are all from Minnesota.
Hey, you know what's really funny, too, is we have Heck paintings here, mm-hmm. and there's been, I'd say, 4 or 5 people have come up and known who the artist is and own paintings. So that's a kick in the pants.
Heck is from New Mexico, and he's a kind of like a graphic artist, and he paints beautiful acrylics on canvas that is kind of like a cityscape but with a Native American a design in the middle of them, and they're really, really beautiful, really vibrant, bright colors, and he paints most of his paintings with a knife, so there's very you know, like straight edges and lines.
And blobs.
Really, beautiful colors. Really nice.
Yeah, he's got that down.
Well, we have him here at the tent. Come on down. Check it out. They're hanging up.
Yeah, so what's your most surprising thing about the fair, Jelaine? I know for me, right now, it's dinner time, and really there's no one, shopping right now. I think they're all eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Nice and quiet while we do our show.
Wow, what's surprising. You know, honestly, today has been a lot what I expected. Wow. Really, really happy people. People ready to shop, which is great. And I think people are just ready to be out here and ready to be at the Minnesota State Fair, you know, with COVID-19 and everything going on these last 3 years. It's been hard on people. So
I thought you were going to start singing Shiny, Happy, Lonely People. Isn't that how the song goes?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a 90s thing. Sorry, you're young. Shiny, happy. Well, anyways, so Wendy, what do you have? What is the most surprising thing for you?
Surprise! First of all, that we are here at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's
my most
one.
Surprising thing, because it just is. We're so grateful and blessed that we're here, and it's really kind of like a miracle that we are here, because people sometimes wait years and years to get into the Minnesota State Fair. So I don't know how we did it, but maybe because we're doing things in the right way and we're supporting Native American artists and...
Right.
I have no idea, but that's the most surprising thing for me, that we are here in a booth selling stuff and talking to everybody who walks by.
Well, what's crazy is we really don't want to bite the hand that's fed us, but wow, there's a lot of appropriation out here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that, what is it called? Native inspired. So that's like, no, that's called native stolen.
Hopefully there's not too much. And if people know when they come to the Native Roots Trading Post that it's all authentic designs and art that we have here.
So, Wendy, that was a good comeback, by the way. Wendy, we had somebody come into our booth and went, I really like Fun Fact Fridays. Do you remember what he said to you?
Yes, they told me that they loved Fun Fact Fridays, and it was really light and happy. But sometimes during the week when I talk about hard subjects dealing with animals, that it kind of brings them down and he doesn't want to listen. So what I promised him was that I would do two times a week, I would do a fun fact.
I remember that one fun fact that was a few weeks ago. It's like, wow, these aren't very fun, Wendy.
I know. Sometimes they're not. I have a fun fact if you want to hear one.
Do you have a quick one?
I do. I have a fun fact. You know manatees?
Oh.
Manatees are those, they're called the cow of the ocean. So they're usually down like in Florida, and they're in the ocean. And they're like
in the bays.
So they're manatees. But manatees use their farts to swim, holding on to gas when they need to float to the surface of the ocean and releasing gas to float to sink to the bottom.
So they're
really, really adorable.
They're jet propelled.
This is...
Don't cover me.
That's a manatee. The manatee cow of the ocean, and they're very gentle and beautiful animals, and they use their farts to swim.
Wow.
You know, my daughter's going to be really excited to hear that. She's a big proponent of fart jokes. They're her favorite.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have to tell her that sea cows use their farts. She'll be pretty excited.
That's right.
Oh,
they
gosh.
Do. They
I think we got a break coming up. I can't remember where the breaks are.
Well, when we hear the bumper music from the mothership, then we'll know. Then we'll know.
Hey,
we got about a minute left, everybody, about 1 minute. So I can see those.
Oh, I hear the music now.
There it is.
We are at the Minnesota Get Together, and we're one of the few native booths out here. So come on out and support us. We can just come out to the fair and say hi, because we had a lot of that going on today.
Come see us.
We're at the West End Market.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm awake at the fair. Whoa.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Don't fall for vaccine misinformation. Local medical professionals are available to answer any of your questions. Initial shots and boosters are safe for people who are pregnant and even young children. Right now, vaccines are available for anyone over 6 months of age, while boosters are available for anyone over the age of five. This message brought to you by the Native American Community Clinic. Find a vaccination site by calling 651-304-9986 or visit vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
St. Paul Public Schools wants to make sure you're ready for back to school. They're having a two-day Indian Education School Supply Pickup on August 25th and 26th. It takes place at the Creative Arts Secondary School located at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Plus $50 of COVID vaccine incentives will be available both days. Again, that's the Indian Education School Supply Pickup on Thursday, August 25th and Friday, August 26th at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Learn more by calling 612-369-9770.
Come see the Native Roots Trading Post at the West End Market of the Minnesota State Fair. Native Roots Trading Post is Native-owned and operated. Shop goods from local and national Native artists that you'll love instantly. Native Roots Trading Post is supporting Native artists this year at the Minnesota State Fair, August 25th to September 5th. Native Roots Trading Post, we support Native artists and you can too. Buy Native at the Native Roots Trading Post this year at the Minnesota State Fair.
Hey, Tom Harbin here, and you can catch me live every weekday from 11 to 2 following the Stephanie Miller Show right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, all. The Matt McNeil Show is now on weekday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. right here on AM 950. It's the usual buffoonery. We'll talk lots of things, including politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus all the usual topics as well. If it matters to Minnesota and Wisconsin, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. Weekday afternoons, come see the train chimp, the Matt McNeil Show, with me, Matt McNeil, 3 to 5 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the progressive voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Hi, I'm Claire Ferreira, president and owner of Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. My grandfather started Standard over 90 years ago, and we've been a family-owned company ever since, serving over 500,000 of our fellow Minnesotans. I'm proud to be the fourth generation of my family working in our business. And when we say we treat our employees and clients like family, we truly mean it. See how we can help your family stay comfortable all year long at standardheating.com. That's standardheating.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight with a low of 58, then sunshine Friday with a high of 80.
This is Angela Warner with Warner Stallion. If you've got a broken appliance or one you wish would break, don't settle for poor selection and don't pay a penny more than you should. Warner Stallion has thousands of in-stock appliances, plus save an extra 5%. Shop now at WarnerStallion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and we are at the Minnesota State Fair in the West End Market, and we're excited to be here.
Well, we got Nina mentioning, hey, keep telling the truth, Wendy. I love the fun facts. You're a good advocate for animals. I think that's totally awesome.
Thank you, Nina. I appreciate that. I know I need to keep telling the truth and bring awareness, because if people don't know about a certain problem, then we can't fix it. So knowing about the problems makes it easier to be aware and easier to fix problems for animals and for anything, the environment, people, whatever.
Did you see I just worked for a second? I let Micah know what the price was of that hat.
Oh, did you really? That's so funny. Okay.
He's over there.
Hey, we're working. We're making it work, right?
That's
right.
We're
doing it here at the Minnesota State Fair. We are on a little table here next to our booth, right in between, where we have a beautiful teepee and a sign. And I painted our Native Roots Trading Post sign that we have hanging. So come on down and see it.
Yeah, that's definitely been an awesome fair. We got a guy right there. See, he's got that nice hat there.
Make it on air sales, Robert. On air sales.
I'm commenting on
the sales. I need to sell this bandana. Hold on one second.
All right.
She is.
Wendy's
seriously
wandering off. I gotta admit to our listeners, Robert, that I, as a lifelong resident of Minnesota, have never been to the Minnesota State Fair. So I'm curious, Robert, if you and Wendy might tell me what your favorite parts of the Minnesota State Fair are.
Well, I know besides our Native Roots Trading Post booth, I think we've done everything from free concerts to also the education art building. Mm-hmm. It was one of our go-to, depending on the weather, we're going to go there and check out the art.
Yeah, fine arts, beautiful. My favorite place is a glass blowing place. It's called Foci, F-O-C-I. They're located in Minneapolis, and it's a company that does glass blowing, and they take like a hunk of glass, and they put it in this hot, it's not a kiln, I forget what it's called, but where the fire is, and they melt down the glass, and they make beautiful things from it. It's just unbelievably beautiful. So every hour on the hour, or maybe it's every, I think it's every hour on the hour, they have somebody, an artist there, a glass blowing artist that comes in and makes a beautiful item out of glass. And they have like a little bleachers over there, so you could just sit and watch them. And that's one of my favorite places to go and just sit and relax and watch these amazing glass blowing artists make just incredible pieces of art. So
didn't you and the girls go and make some blobs, or what were they?
Yeah,
blobs,
we made blobs. We made paperweights.
Paperweights.
We still had to, put it in that fiery hole.
The kill?
It's not the kill. No, that's what you put
I know
in
what they call
so
it, but I'm not going to say what
I
it
know.
Is.
No, I'm not going to say it either. But anyway, we did. We went, the three of us, and we went there and we made paperweights, and we got to swirl the glass the way we wanted it and made sure that the design in there was what we liked. And they were very helpful, and we really enjoyed it. Now, the paperweights, I just leave it on my fireplace mantle because it's just like a, it's just a, something that I could look at and say, oh, I remember that time we went there and it was so much fun. So
Wendy, that was a great story. You're killing time.
I would really like to do that again. And if you come down to the Minnesota State Fair, Foci does give you a discount on the classes that you want to take. So
that's exciting.
Foci does not know that we're giving them free advertising right now.
Hey, well, Blaine, when you were gone, your husband did a sale, and it was awesome.
I'm so proud of him.
What were you going to say, Ogama?
Our local county fair had a small glass-blowing group at our fair this last year, and my partner was really interested in watching them, too. One of the most popular things that they make are those glass orbs with the long stem on them that you put into a plant to continually water them. You fill the bulb just once and turn it upside down, and gravity keeps your plant watered when it needs it, and those were gorgeous, and I don't keep houseplants, or I maybe would have gotten one, but my poor cats eat the houseplants, so...
That's a good story, too.
I think I saw those on their door at Foci. What are they called, Ogama?
I don't know what watering orbs. I'm not sure what they're called. I did look up what a kiln for glass blowing is called, but I'm not about to try to pronounce it on air.
Well, I don't think this show we're gonna present this show to the Emmys to try and win an Emmy on this
and
show.
And this won't be the best of either.
Have either of you ever been to the Eco Experience? I'm kind of like I'm on the State Fair website off and on the last week because I've never been, so I'm like I better have an idea. But is it good? Is it worth going?
We missed the skateboard.
It's the Eco Experience.
Yes, the Eco Experience is unbelievable. You walk in there,
you know that,
and they have like all the plastic bottles that cannot be recycled, and they. There's like thousands of them, and it just gives you such a visual of what is going in the landfill. And the Eco Building is awesome. We love the Eco Building.
Have you been in that, Jelaine?
You know, I think a long time ago, but it's been a while. Thanks for the refresher, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy's got the fare down. I remember when I first met Wendy, she was going, I don't go to that. And then, I don't know, one year we went, and it was like, let's go again. And we, instead of going on our boat, we go, let's go again. And let's go again. And then all of a sudden, it became like we're going to the fair 8 or 9 times a year.
It was a time of year that I took off from work. My vacation time was saved up.
You had
so that I could come to the Minnesota State Fair.
You had daughter stepmom day 2 with Jelaine here.
I was
back at school. I was kind of butthurt about that.
But we had a good day.
And you didn't win me anything.
Yeah, we used to go out once a year, every year together.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Still having fun, though.
That's right. But what happens at the state fair with Jelaine
stays
at the state fair.
I'll have to put that in effect because my family's coming, and it'll be my first time at the state fair ever. My husband's been several times. But also my 2 daughters, it'll be their first time at the state fair. One won't be old enough to remember much, I'm sure. But my oldest is 9, and she's pretty excited. Fairs and rides and those kinds of things are her favorite. So we'll have to see. I think I'm going to try to maybe schedule out the day just a little bit so that we're not just wandering around overwhelmed, because somebody told me I'd be overwhelmed my first time.
Yes. It's a little over 300 acres.
And people, one thing good about coming down here and shopping at the West End, I noticed when we got here, the fair was pretty full, but like where we are, it was really reasonable. We'd have onesie twosies coming in all the time, and then we'd have 10 people here. But it was never like, oh my God, I should have brought my mask because of COVID.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming here. We, like Robert said, we have a nice stream of people, and it's a little bit more spaced out where you could just kind of relax and take a breath.
Yeah, well, it was stressful for you guys setting this up. Because of all the work you did,
it was
but
fun,
it's
though.
So worth it.
It was fun.
Good stress.
It was more fun than stress.
That's right.
I think.
Okay. Well, yeah. Jelaine, explain more.
More?
This is going to be one of our award-winning shows. I could just feel it in my bones. Hey, so what? How excited were you when we got the word 50 days ago that we got accepted in the fair after being rejected?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I was in shock. I went to work and I was like, I don't know, is this a dream? It's a huge honor to be. I mean, it's hard to get in here. So, I was in shock. And poor Robert, he was waiting for a reaction. It's like, where's your reaction? Aren't you excited? I'm like, I can't even believe it.
Right. Because you were working on and managing the store downtown. It was just like, it was ghost town for a long time. And then it's like, what? We got to like start counting our stuff. And Wendy, you had deja vu today.
I did have a deja vu.
What does that mean?
That means you feel like you've done the same exact thing that you were doing at the same, you know, at a moment in time, which is really weird. Yeah, I haven't had a deja vu.
I was taught that means you're on the right path in life.
Oh, okay. Ooh, well, I had a deja vu today, and I haven't I haven't had a deja vu, and I can't even remember. So,
okay, I thought a deja vu.
I finally
was,
got on the right path.
I thought a deja vu was something that you dreamt and then did. I thought that was deja vu.
Oh, well,
I think they're all in the general. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, come on, you're going to be a good teacher. I like how you
maybe
said that. You know,
maybe it's something that you've done in a past life, even.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I've heard all of those as like definitions for deja vu, but
if any of our listeners can say, put up and type up what they think that deja vu is. That would
win
be
a
good.
T-shirt.
I'm not
come
even
down
really
at
sure
the fair.
How to spell it. I have to ask Google that.
Win a T-shirt and come on down to the fair and pick it up, right?
Yeah.
What is deja vu?
Yes, if you come to our booth, your resist T-shirt. If you could tell us a deja vu.
Or the definition.
Or the definition of deja vu.
Yes. So I have a question about the Minnesota State Fair, and I probably should know this, but in the background here, there's the picture of that ride with like the little carousels going on the cables over the whole state fair. Somebody tell me what that's called. Tell our non-Minnesota listeners what this ride is like.
It's called the Sky Ride.
Sky Ride.
There's actually two here at the Minnesota State Fair. So one of them is like you sit in a little cage and you close the door and it's all open, the window, but you're in there like that. And I think four people could fit. And then the next one is just a chair. So your legs are hanging down and you have like a bar over your lap and you're just sitting in a chair and two people could go on that one. That's the one I usually go on, and every year I hate it because I'm afraid of heights, but I do it every year anyway because you have to go on the Sky Ride.
I just got to say this, Wendy. I don't know people. Oh, we're going to break here, but people bring stuff and throw it on roofs.
Oh, we have to talk about that. That is a hysterical story. Let's talk about that when we come
back.
Yes.
Hey, we're here with Jelaine, Wendy, and Robert in Ogama, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm at the Fair. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
St. Paul Public Schools wants to make sure you're ready for back to school. They're having a two-day Indian Education School Supply Pickup on August 25th and 26th. It takes place at the Creative Arts Secondary School located at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Plus $50 of COVID vaccine incentives will be available both days. Again, that's the Indian Education School Supply Pickup on Thursday, August 25th and Friday, August 26th at 65 East Kellogg Boulevard in St. Paul. Learn more by calling 612-369-9770.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
Woo! Hey, Wendy, I just want to invite you to talk about some sacred animal sections, especially since the booth that's next to us is the opposite, but we won't talk about that.
Okay. Well, first, before that, can we tell our audience about the Sky Ride and what happens over the Sky Ride? Okay, so the Sky Ride over the Minnesota State Fair, part of it is when you're sitting in the chair one, so your legs are dangling and you have a bar across your lap and you're going up pretty high and you're going over some of the buildings that are set up at the Minnesota State Fair. Fair. So those are underneath you. And there's one building at the Minnesota State Fair that people throw stuff on the roof. But people, I think, bring stuff to specifically throw on the roof.
It was baffling at first. Think of a Alice Cooper concert and whatever.
Right. I've been so at. like you pass by, like there's all kinds of stuff, but there's like panties and bras and
people put
their shoes. They throw their shoes, food, all kinds of things are on this roof. And I think that there's a sign somewhere saying that if you do get caught, you will get fined or you'll be removed from the fair if they catch you, but I don't think they catch anybody because every year there's tons of stuff, just random stuff like a bucket of Martha's cookies will be like, you know, thrown on the roof of this building. It's really too much. So that's something. If you come and you see that, you'll remember that you heard it right here on Native Roots Radio presents.
Again, this is an award-winning show today. I feel
is it specific? What building is it that gets bombarded?
You'll see it. You will see it coming or going. If you go on the sky ride, that is the chair sky ride where you just sit with two people and your feet hang over. You can't miss it. I don't know what building it is, but you will not miss it. It is the funniest thing, and you have to experience it.
I think when we first noticed it, we went, wow, look at this during the whole fair. And then we went on it like the first day, and there was a lot of stuff on there, too. People thinking ahead, which
we
don't.
And I don't think they clean it, the roof, until the end of the fair. So by the end, there's a lot of stuff on the roof, all kinds of stuff.
Well, that was the Sacred Skyline portion of our show. Now let's talk a little bit about Our sacred animals?
Sure.
Our relations.
Well, Robert, do you know what splooting is? Splooting?
Give me a hint.
Is it manatee farts, Wendy?
No, it has to do with our squirrels.
So it's squirrel farts.
Splooting. It sounds like it could be a fart, but it's not. All right, so this is an article.
I see your picture.
As you know, I've been spending a lot of time in New York, and this is from the Washington Post. Is it from the Washington Post? Yes, it was a story about the squirrels. It's a story about squirrels in Central Park, New York. So what is splooting mean, and why are New York squirrels doing it? So people are strolling through New York City's park, maybe stopped in their tracks, and during the summer by the squirrels sprawled out, face down, limbs outstretched, and lying still. Be alarmed, says the city's Department of Parks and Recreation. They're just splooting. A tweet by the parks agency earlier this week went viral online, confusing and delighting people in equal measure after it advised if you see a squirrel lying down like this, and you could see the squirrel lying down on its belly with its arms and legs like doing a froggy.
Spread eagle,
right?
Called
a froggy. Don't worry. It's just fine. It's added that on hot days, squirrels keep cool by splooting. So they're stretched out on a cool surface to reduce body heat, and it's sometimes referred to as heat bumping. So that's splooting. Everybody learned something today, including myself.
That's a good one. Because
I have seen our squirrels splooting.
Yep, exactly. Here, let me fix this so that people aren't getting blind.
Yeah.
Wait, which way do I move? Oh, I move closer to you, Wendy.
There we go.
So. Hey, so... I know, too, we've had issues with our squirrels that eat the fruit that's fermented.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Getting drunk. Squirrels.
Look at that cat splooting.
Squirrels gone wild.
Squirrels will do it. Deer will do it. I've heard raccoons will do it sometimes, too.
There's an Ogama put up a picture of a cat splooting.
Yeah, I was looking for one of a squirrel, but it didn't seem to want to download. So we've got cat splooting, but no squirrel.
Well, I never heard that term before, but it is called splooting.
I wonder who came up with that term.
Cousin. What scientist got to make up that term? I want to know.
Yeah. Okay. Ogama will find a fun fact here.
Put some headphones on. Yeah, go ahead, Wendy.
Yeah, so that was my fun fact for today. And tomorrow I will have more fun facts, and this will be Tomorrow will be day two at the Minnesota State Fair. We will be here for a total of 12 days.
Yes.
The first day is a success, and we're very excited to be here. And
well,
yeah.
Now I know I can kind of sploot. Like when we leave,
too.
I can sploot and then call it splooting.
Oh my I've got some fun facts for the state fair if you are interested in reading
some
of these state fair facts.
Save us. Yes.
Save us, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Olga.
Oh, I thought you said save it, not save.
No, save us.
How many animals do you think are born at the Miracle of Birth Center during the state fair? There's animals that are born.
We don't care because they don't treat the animals right here. So we're on the other side of the fair. But how many?
200, including calves, lambs, and piglets, are born during the 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair at the CHS Miracle of Birth Center. That's a little insane. That's a lot of baby animals.
Yep.
What else?
How many tons of glass, plastic, and aluminum were collected and recycled during the fair in 2019? How many tons?
Wow, that's a good one. How many tons?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's at least one ton, if not two, because it says tons. Right.
Well, I'd say 10 tons.
I'll say.
What about you, Wendy?
12 tons.
50 tons of glass, plastic, and aluminum were collected and recycled during the 2019 Minnesota State Fair. This one's a fun one, and I'm pretty excited for this one. Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. Mm-hmm. How many cookies can Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar produce in one day?
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. In one day? Because one of those buckets that you buy, how many cookies do you think is in one bucket?
30. Oh, gosh. I've never seen one.
Times how many do they sell?
I don't know. Hundreds of thousands for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
It's more than that.
No, I mean
3 million cookies.
Three million cookies
they can make in a day at Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar.
I believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
I believe it.
That's a lot of cookies. I'm excited to go and try them because I'm currently nursing my little one, so I get to hold a jar of cookies and be all
this is
in
such
one
a unifying
and milk. Uh-huh. So I'm kind of excited about that, just as a joke for anybody.
Well, we just want to respond real quickly with there's a Walls failed plane flying over the state fair, and I see some people with their little fans that say that, and I guess there's a booth that says it, and it's just like, well, it's not oh no, it's just like, oh my gosh, a lot of fair or people are bamboozled here.
Yeah, they are bamboozled.
Well,
his opponent has lots of money to spend on an airplane that's going around and around and around with a big banner on the end saying Walls failed. We have to get Walls to get an airplane to say something.
Well, another award-winning show, Wendy. Thank you so much for standing by me with my shenanigans here. We're going to be live tomorrow, too, and you can see you're excited.
And hopefully we will have some guests who can speak. Besides Robert and I.
That's right. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio at the fair. We'll be back tomorrow.
Free Leonard Peltier.
Now.